Onta is a tiny village located on the island of Kyushu, Japan, and it's entirely devoted to pottery. The 17 families who live and work there produce a form of pottery which dates back at least 3 centuries. Jim Metzner traveled to Onta to record the potters at work and found that their craft draws from the wellsprings of tradition, beauty, and silence.
It's said that there's great beauty in the simplest things, even a humble teacup. And in the center of things, there is silence. This place is Onta, a small village on the island of Kyushu in southern Japan. A river runs through Onta, and along its banks there are 40 karausu, and they make this sound all day and all night, all year round. Imagine a wooden beam the size of a telephone pole, balanced like a seesaw. One end is hollow, and as it fills with water, it dips lower and lower until the water all drains out again and the other end of the karausu comes crashing down. Years ago, potters began practicing their craft in Onta, and their descendants have kept the tradition alive. They built the karausu to help them work their magic, to pound the clay gathered from the nearby mountains into just the right consistency, sending it on to the alchemist's workshop to be transmuted into something finer. But that transmutation occurs in a cloistered place of subtler sound. Shigeki Sakamoto is a 7th-generation potter living and working in Onta.
You try and absorb the blessings of nature around you and have that come out in your work. Try not to bring out whatever your own personality is, but rather take in and transform the clay and have it come out in a kind of transcendent form.
In the center of the wheel, Sakamoto-san places a sheath of clay and then squashes it into a rough-shaped hemisphere. He dips his hand into the silence of the clay, and the side of a bowl magically emerges and then blossoms into shape.
The pieces that are created here are not things that I make, but works that are being born through me.
Sakamoto-san takes a tool, positions it precisely, just the right pressure, inside the turning bowl. Pattern of waving lines now radiates from the center of the bowl.
Yeah. In the past, there was virtually no outside sound. All you would hear were the sounds of the wind through the trees, the sound of the river, and the sound of the tools of the person in the house next to you. Now there's so much to think about that the potter's mind cannot possibly be as clear as it was in the past. And something of this disturbance, this cloudiness, shows up inevitably in works produced today. The greatness of the works done in the past was expressed in a kind of robustness, healthiness, and clarity.
It's said that the world is full of hidden beauty, and that only a small portion of it has been discovered. It awaits us in the silent places, encircled by sound.
Our story on the Potters of Onta was produced by Jim Metzner.